going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good question. I think we'll stick to the board like we typically do, historically, and I know this is always a question. We've been a best available player team, and we spent a lot of time. We spent 8 months really building the board based on the rankings of the players and how they stack against each other, and we believe that really if we're going to build a team, that's the best way to approach it. So, I think we definitely look at the different needs of our team. We spend a lot of time talking about the roster and the players that we have and things like contract status and all those other things that go into it, the health of our players. In the end, I think this is a really, really pretty good draft class with talent across the board. And as we see the players come off the board, we'll wait for a good one to fall to us.
That was Eric DaCosta. That was back at the Liars' Lunch a little over a week ago, talking about whether or not this could be a heavy defensive draft for the Ravens. So as we are now a day away, Jason, do you expect this to be a heavy defensive draft for the Baltimore Ravens?
Look, and this week we've become pretty heavily bogged down on this first night of the draft and a little bit into day two, but you do need to take a step back and look at it in full sort of panoramic perspective, as this team certainly is. And with all the picks they have and with the way this draft aligns, like if they use all 11 picks and at least 7 of them aren't defensive, I'd be shocked. Like I really would be surprised. Or maybe they use one on a specialist and then we're just looking offense, defense is 10. If it's not at least 6 on the defensive side out of those 10, I'd be surprised, because it's hard for me to see things breaking to where they don't take at least 2 D tackles and at least 1 or 2 edge defenders. It's hard for me to see a scenario where they're not taking at least 2 defensive backs. Maybe it's more like 3. We've done all the exercises breaking down this roster in a bunch of different ways, including where the true blue chip talent is to put you over the top in the playoffs, where this team is now graded. And they're much better equipped on the offensive side than the defensive side with those kinds of playmakers. So I do believe when we gather next Monday and we're sorting through the sound from the entire draft weekend, that we are talking about more defensive players than not.
Absolutely. And especially when Eric DaCosta is always looking, it's not just 2025, it's 26, it's 27, it's down the line. And just look at the Ravens defense and the contract statuses. Well, first off, you only have 3 defensive linemen, legit guys under contract right now. Travis Jones is going to be a free agent. Kyle Van Noy, Adafe Owe, David Ajabo, they're all free agents at the end of this year. Who's going to be that inside linebacker alongside Roquan Smith? Our Darius Washington, he's an impending free agent. So they need some more long-term security on the defensive side as well.
So let's specifically look at the defensive line, and everybody seems to love this D-line class. EDC, what do you think?
Well, I think it's certainly a priority, and I think you're right. This is a fairly deep defensive line class. We've always been a team that wants to be big and strong and powerful on both sides of the line, both sides of the ball. So I think there's an opportunity for us to get better on the defensive line for sure.
Jason, they're going to probably take a couple, at least 1 or 2 shots at D-line, as this is a great class. Bobby D's been telling us this is a great class.
Yeah, he loves the day two into day three kids. I am sure they love them as well. Now he loves a lot of the top of this class. And look, we were talking about Walter Nolan and Shamar mm-hmm. Stewart a month ago when they weren't showing up and Derek Harmon, and they weren't even in a lot of people's first round mock drafts. And I'm telling you, like, those guys are going to be gone before the Ravens pick. And a couple of them could be flirting with top 10 type picks. And draft isn't here yet, but you start looking around at mock drafts and more people have come around to that way of thinking. The teams like them more than the amateur scouts who start doing, you know, mock draft version, you know, 4.0 in February. So that group will be fairly well picked through. And I can tell you that, like, I could see the Mason Graham kid being, I'm not Mason Graham, the Kenneth Grant being
Michigan
there,
kid.
The big run stuffer from Michigan who hasn't shown much pass rush. But I don't know that, I don't think they would take him. I mean, they can find derivations of him that are similar, maybe even with a little bit more projectable pass rush, but not that same sort of size, somewhere on Friday or Saturday. I just don't think that would move the needle for them.
Yeah, if you're taking a defensive lineman, especially day one, they got to have ability to get pass rush because you can find those guys later in the draft. Broderick Washington was, a fifth-round pick. They need interior pass.
They're good at finding those guys.
They need interior pass rush, and you know, that kind of goes in part with Nnamdi Matabike getting him right as well.
Well, let's go to cut 11, Beltway, Ben, and they could use some edge help. Eric, how strong is the edge group in this class?
Well, I do think it's a good draft class. Now, also, if I'm not mistaken, we've got our entire outside linebacker core coming back this year. So that's a great situation for us because we didn't lose anybody. And so from that standpoint, I think it's good. Now, again, there are some really talented guys in this draft class. And, you know, there are guys that we'll be looking at as first-round guys, second-round guys, third-round guys, fourth-round guys we think could come in and compete to really play right away or develop and become really good players. So that's exciting for us. I think that if you're looking at the offensive line, the defensive line, and the, you know, outside linebackers as a whole, I would say they're three of the strongest positions in this draft class.
Jason, they need to get some young edge on this team. You don't think Shamar Stewart is going to be there, even though some mocks have him there. What about a Donovan Isiraku if he's sitting there at 27?
I do think he could be there. I think he's going to go in that range between them and, you know, you got Buffalo in there. Like, even though the Rams went heavy last year on front seven, and I do think they probably lean corner, he would, you know, interest them as well.
Do you like the James Pierce kid from Tennessee?
Yeah, but I don't know that they.
There's some.
Yeah, I don't know that he would check every box for them.
Like a Mike Green kind of situation. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think the BC kid fits their scheme, fits a lot of what they would want to do. I absolutely think he would be in play for them if he's there. Do they think he's a better overall football player than somebody like Malachi Starks? I don't know. I'm not privy to the nuance of their board. But those are definitely names that would not shock me if they're Baltimore Ravens.
Coming up next here on the program, we no longer have three I've Got Something to Say.
No.
It's because Baldy jumped in. But we do have a second one. And in light of the disaster that this Orioles baseball season is turning into, I have something to say about something that Orioles ownership needs to do and maybe do really soon. That's next here on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Orioles lost 7-0 last night. They were one hit by Mitchell Parker. They've been outscored 31-2 in their last two games. And with that, Beltway Ben, could you please get me the Misfits?
I got something to say!
On Inside Access.
Here's the reality. Brendan Hodge's going to get fired. And it's probably going to happen in the very near future. And I know there's a perfect scenario out there, and I'm willing to listen to it. And I know Jason has been opining that they blow out both guys right away. I don't think this ownership is going to do that. I don't think they have the stomach to do that. But if you're going to fire Brandon Hyde and you're going to replace him with Robinson Chirinos or Buck Britton, not a damn thing is changing. So I suggest they go back to the future. Or shall I say, Buck to the future. I think Buck Showalter should be the manager of this team for the rest of the season. I think Buck Showalter is has an incredible eye for talent. And we've been saying for months they need to get a different voice and different eyes on these guys. They need to get him in here and decide who is ready for the future and who is not. And by the way, the other thing that's going to be interesting about a Buck Showalter run team, he's not going to have time for the minutiae that is the Mike Elias front office. And by the way, if Mike Elias doesn't like it, he can resign. I think it's time for this ownership to put on some big boy pants and make a big boy decision. And I think they need a real manager and a real grown-up in that clubhouse the rest of the season. I think that these kids, and let's face it, they're not all kids anymore. No. But I think having Buck Showalter as their manager for the rest of the year could do wonders for this group of guys. And I think Buck Showalter getting his eyes on these guys and maybe some of those guys at AAA as well could do wonders for this organization, for the future of this organization. Because as we've said for months now, there needs to be a different voice and different eyeballs. And guess what? Buck Showalter is not going to have any time for the Wizards and the Warlocks and the printouts and all that stuff. Buck Showalter will be making Buck Showalter decisions. And maybe he decides to bring in one of his guys with him to be on this coaching staff for the rest of the year. But I'm sick and tired of the junk and the garbage that we've been given. And it's not just the start of the season. They are an under 500 baseball team since that day Jason lost his voice on the scorching pavement out at Oorsman Kia?
June 21st.
Yeah.
They're 111 games.
They are an under 500 baseball team. And hey, I have been somebody, and Jason, credit to you, and I bow to you because you were right on this stuff. Wow. But when you first started criticizing the front office, I was always benefit of the doubt guy. But what they did this offseason was malpractice. What this team looks like right now is disgusting, and the pitching part of it we all should have seen coming because they put nothing into the pitching part.
We all did see it coming.
Yeah, yes, and the hitters, these young kids. Again, I hate calling them kids, but they need different eyeballs. And to me, Buck Showalter is the perfect guy to come in, and he did it once before with the Orioles. He came in middle of the year to start now, and I'm not saying he's the manager next year.
Right.
Maybe this is just an interim thing and you find your guy, and it might be another GM in the offseason as well. But I think Buck Showalter is the perfect guy to come in right now and prevent the future from going sideways, because this season already has.
It's an interesting thought. I don't think Buck Showalter would come here to be neutered by or preached to or talked down to by Mike Elias. And if this were to happen, here's what I would want to see. I would want to see Buck Showalter say in this hypothetical, I'm coming, but I need $1.5 million at least for my buddy Dan O'Dowd to come with me. And he's going to be, hey, owner, because you need this, because Buck cares about this franchise. Hey, I'm bringing O'Dowd with me. And he's going to be your in-house consultant. And he's going to sit in and watch everything that your Wizards and Warlocks do. And he's going to report to me. And he's going to report to ownership. And maybe there'll be some checks and balances. And I'm not saying that he's the GM. And so if you want to let Elias do whatever Elias wants to do in the next 2 months in the trade deadline, that's on you as an owner. I'm just the skipper. Yeah. But if I'm coming here, I'm bringing a baseball ops guy with me. And he's going to be the guy that I talk to about lineups. And he's going to be the guy that I talk to about call-ups. And he's going to be the guy I talk to about who to send down and who to keep playing these positions. And frankly, he's going to be the guy that I talk to about the trade deadline. And you guys do what you want to do, but I'm not coming here just to be like a servant and subservient, you know, suck up, because he's got all kinds of that going on here. I'm coming here to change your culture, and I need a baseball ops guy with me to help change the warehouse culture. I'll take the dugout. I'll take the clubhouse, but those fools can't run that warehouse.
I'm with you guys 100% on it. Mike would never do it.
I don't care. Then leave. Because this isn't working. And if you replace Brandon Hyde with Robinson Chirinos or Buck Britton, and they both seem like good guys, zero changes. Zero.
Oh,
this club.
But I also don't think don't think Buck's going to work either. Like, I think this is the die is cast.
No, I think long term, and I don't know who's here long term, but I think long term it does work. I think long-term, these guys need something different, because the coddling and the BS that has gone on for far too long, and to me, I feel like, in part, Brandon Hyde has kind of given up. Like, he's telling us the same thing now every day. These guys can't get over losses. These guys need to do this. These guys, they need a different voice, and I think that voice is Buck Showalter. And I think if you replace him with Robinson Chirinos or you replace him with Buck Britton, it's the same damn stuff.
I'm with you.
It would be fascinating. You know what I think? If Buck Showalter's here on the job, I think the first thing that happens, I think Jackson Holliday's going to AAA to learn how to play second base.
He may.
And you know what? I think O'Neill is going to be doing a whole lot of DHing. And, like,
Because let's make one thing clear. When Buck Showalter's managing this team, he's in charge of the lineup. He's not listening to Wizards or Warlocks.
And he's not going to put up for people on his baseball team who don't know when to cover second base, who can't be there on a double play, who don't know what base to throw to, who don't know when to slide, who get picked off not just once in a blue moon like Cedric Mullins, but more than you could stomach. Like, I don't think he's going to stand for that.
No, he wouldn't at all. But I'm saying, from a realistic standpoint, this would have to be an ownership move.
Yes. And that's what I'm making clear.
But is the owner going to step up and do that mid-season?
It's time. Because if you're just going to fire Brandon Hyde, which is happening. Yeah, that's happening. If you're just going to fire Brandon Hyde and replace him with a guy on his staff, nothing's changing. The culture's not changing. Zero's changing. And I will except the fact that this season may be lost.
Oh, it's lost.
And partly because they put a BS pitching staff together, so you can't have a winning streak with this rotation. But if you're trying to save the long-term culture of anything on this franchise, you need a different voice in there. You need a real big boy voice in there, and this thing needs to change, and it needs to change now.
Again, if they really care about the future, you better have a real GM and not this group of Bobos running your roster at the deadline. That's what really better change. Because if you think, as we talked about yesterday, this guy's really going to put the long-term future of the organization before all of his bonus babies who he's never traded when he could have got more for them, and ahead of selling as fast as possible and Cedric Mullins and Ryan Mountcastle and these guys, then you haven't been watching him operate.
And let me be clear, one final thought. Buck Showalter coming in, I assume all that stuff happens because he's not coming in for BS.
I hope.
Like, yeah, he's coming in. In my scenario, they're making real moves at the deadline, whether it's selling or buying, if by some miracle they turn around. But if they don't, they're selling, and Buck Showalter's telling them to sell because you know what? He cares about the long-term future of the Baltimore Orioles. We'll come back to the NFL and the Ravens and the draft, and there's a huge possibility they could go safety in the first round of this draft. We'll take a look at both those possible safeties, Nick Amonwori, Malachi Starks. Do they fit? We'll discuss.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Next here on The Fan.
I think it helps, creates value not for yourself but also just for the defense. I think when you're able to plug yourself in different situations, you can bring other people in to play as well, and I think that's a huge part.
That's Malachi Stark, safety from Georgia, and a name that has been associated with the Ravens for a while now in Mock Draft Nation, assuming they stay at 27. He's talking about being a chess piece. And Jason, Malachi Starks, does that, if he's there and the Ravens take him, do you like the fit?
I do. I believe that they are one of the teams that was probably ahead of the curve in trying to find these shape-shifting defenders who they can mold and meld together to overcome, you know, some of the other areas where maybe the roster isn't as strong. And they clearly have prioritized defending the ball in flight over maybe necessarily finding studs and paying big money for guys who can individually beat two offensive linemen themselves and go tear a quarterback's head off. There's different ways to skin a cat. They were leaning into this even before the Kyle Hamilton selection. The Kyle Hamilton selection obviously took it to another level. And I think it's a copycat league, and other teams are going to continue to do that. What the Eagles did with their selection of a corner and a safety last year, and I call him a safety, but he's really not a safety. You know, the DeJean kid is very like much a slot, hybrid yeah. defender. So you can't have too many of them. And now, when they started doing this, part of the reason you would do it is, well, you can get them a lot cheaper than these pass yeah. rushers. And you still can, but we'll see what Kyle Hamilton ends up costing. Those are first world problems. You want a draft pick to turn out so well that after 3 years, the question is, by how much more do we have to pay him versus everybody else in the history of his position? But I think, and again, we talked about it as we've reviewed the linebackers. We've reviewed these other positions that are corollaries to what Kyle Hamilton brings and how many of them get hurt by not having Kyle with them. What does the front seven look like when Kyle's playing free safety? What does the box safety look like when Kyle's playing free safety? What happens when Kyle's in the slot? What happens to their ability to defend the deep ball downfield? The lack of Simpson becoming what they hoped he could be gets exacerbated by the fact that Kyle Hamilton has to play more now in the role that was previously held by Marcus, because Marcus doesn't want to play here anymore. All those things are interconnected. And do I think an athlete like Starks could make them make a strength even more of a strength, especially with Chuck Pagano now in the mix? Man, I do. And maybe there's a world where this kid goes before Manwari. I don't know. They're different flavors yeah. depending on what you need or what you covet. But I will say this. Old friend of the show and friend of the Baltimore Ravens, Mike McDonald. Boy, if he doesn't get in on some of this action, I'll be really surprised.
Let's hear about the other safety, and you mentioned Nick Emmanuari, and it seems like there's a split. It's like half the people think Emmanuari's better, half the people think Starks is better, but here's Emmanuari talking about being the fastest DB in the draft.
Yeah, for sure. Heard a little bit of talks about being the fastest DB. I do think I am one of the fastest, top three, maybe top five for sure.
He's a safety, and he's fast, and he's a freak show, 6'3", 220. CBS Sports, they're what are they? They're prospect rankings. They have Malachi Starks as the 18th overall prospect. Emmanuari 19th. So pretty close, but they give Starks the slight edge.
Yeah, and it, again, depends on what you already have, what you need, what you covet, what you think is going to put you over the top, how much that length matters, how much flexibility matters, how much of a thumper are you looking for. I think they both have the ability to make a good defense better, make a great defense truly elite, if you know what you're doing. And if, again, like, are they on their own going to come in and make a bad defense, a bad secondary good? No. But especially here with the level of coaching that they would get and with some of the pieces around them, absolutely.
Well, that's the goal. You said taking this defense, which was really good, especially down the stretch, to great. And one of these two guys or adding that third safety can do so, because the more chess pieces you have to work with as a defensive coordinator, Zach Orr, it makes his job so much easier. And it makes this defense more unpredictable as well, not knowing where all of these guys are going to line up. We've seen Kyle Hamilton play at every single level of this defense.
If they don't take a safety in the first round, I've been hearing a lot of buzz, guys, that the Ravens like Xavier Watts, who is the safety from Notre Dame, and he looks like he's slated to be about a third-round pick. And the reason I bring that up is the other thing I'm hearing, Jason, for what it's worth, and you mentioned this guy yesterday, there's a lot of Josh Simmons buzz building. The tackle from Ohio State, who allegedly is going to be ready for training camp, coming off of the torn pec injury. If they turn in that name at 27, your reaction would be?
that I told you beginning of the week that I could see them doing it. If they don't do it, I think Andy Reid or Howie Roseman would very strongly consider doing it. When you're at 27 and you have obvious defensive needs, and that's the strength of this draft, and it's been picked clean, and so you're sitting there with options on the other side of the ball, and you're a value-based organization that thinks every year if they get a couple bounces, they could win the Super Bowl, and they'd put their roster up against anybody else's, and you have Ronnie Stanley, perhaps on a little bit of borrowed time, on what's essentially a year-to-year deal, and you could get a kid who, if he's healthy, might go in the top 10.
Yep.
At a premium position like left tackle, and you get him at 27, and you don't think you would need him, God forbid, football God's willing, until the middle of the year if somebody got hurt.
Or there's some talk you could maybe play him at guard until somebody gets hurt or you do need him at tackle.
You could. You could. Yeah, of all these other options, like we talked a little bit about Connerly or the Gray Zabe, like I don't think they have the potential upside of this kid being... Like, I'm not going to say a superstar, but an above-average starting caliber left tackle on a playoff-caliber team for the next 10 years, and you get that at 27, and the downside is he's not quite redshirted, but not, you know, but more of a swing tackle his rookie year. Well, the swing tackle becomes really important when somebody gets hurt and your left tackle has a serious injury history.
And you lose Patrick McCary this offseason, losing that flexibility. So if he could play guard at the next level in addition to tackle, there's a ton of value in that. And that's why they kept McCary around.
Jason, your opinion, and I'm putting you on the spot a little bit here, but let's play a hypothetical rabbit hole game. Say they take Josh Simmons at 27, the tackle from Ohio State, and say they wait till the third round and take, say, Xavier Watts, the safety. So now they've gotten their offensive line and their safety. What if you're Eric DaCosta, second round has to be edge? What are you doing in the second round?
I don't think he thinks he has to do anything, to be honest with you. And he probably doesn't, because if four quarterbacks go in the first round and if somebody reaches for a wide receiver or two, it's just the inherent drop down. How many quarterbacks go in the second round again before they pick, and where the strength of the defense already matches, the strength of the draft already matches their needs? I bet at the end of the second round, there's still probably a DB or two, a D tackle or two, and an edge who they all could live with if we had, you know what I mean? If that was our guy, we could live with it. Now, how many of them are there? I don't know. I'll go back to what I said before. If they use all 11 picks and seven of them aren't on the defensive side at the end of the day, then I'd be surprised.
Bone, your reaction if they take a tackle in the first round?
It wouldn't shock me. I've been saying for a while that day one, day two, they're going to take an offensive lineman. There's a huge need in depth and looking ahead. But yeah, I mean, then you're really going to lean heavily into the defense moving forward. And it does, I think it probably pigeonholes them to take a edge, because they need it, man. Not just for this year, but also beyond.
Coming up next, we hit the hot corner. Ryan Ripken's going to join us at 5 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on the state of the Orioles right now. But next, we got the Orioles lineup, game two of the three-game series against the Nationals. And we look back on an ugly night of baseball at Nats Park. That's next, hot corner here on The Fan.
We did not play well. You know, it is disappointing. You know, coming off a game we definitely want to throw away a couple days ago, off day, and to come out and not take very good at bats and not play very good baseball tonight, that was disappointing.
That's Dead Man Walking, Brandon Hyde, talking about his team's effort after last night's 7-0 loss to the Washington Nationals. That's coming off, as he said, a 24-2 loss on Sunday, Easter Sunday, to the Reds, a day off to simmer in it, and then they get one hit by Mitchell Parker last night.
It's not good. These don't seem to be easily correctable issues for them. I don't think the powers that be in the front office or in the coaching staff have a clue how to right this ship. And I think the players have been conditioned for this. They started to slide last year. They weren't held accountable publicly or privately. They didn't add people to the mix to alter the sort of emotional landscape of that locker room. They play like a bunch of kids who, frankly, resemble their GM without much of a pulse, without many adjustments in real time, without a sense of urgency, without much fight. They resemble their front office in that the future is always okay, and they've been enabled and had excuses made for them, and they're always young, or it's always too soon, or it's not a big enough sample size. Well, they've played horse bleep baseball since late June last year, and it actually continues to get worse, and their run differential is bordering on minus 30. And I don't care what the Wizards and Warlocks, what their computers say, you can't find a metric that say this team knows how to run the bases, catch the baseball, pitch the baseball, or hit when they need against righties or lefties in the clutch. And it could just be that not all these kids are nearly as good as you were sold on them being, and that as expectations have been raised, the group around them isn't very good, and what's on their shoulders is more than ever, and maybe they're just not up for it. Now, whether they should or shouldn't be is a different question, but this is the Frankenstein roster that Mike Elias has created. This is all of his doing. Everybody has injuries, everybody has boo-boos, and everybody has pitching concerns. Not everybody goes out and loses 24-2 to a middling at best Reds team on Easter Sunday. Not every team pees down its leg every time there's 30,000 people or more in the stands. And not every team comes off that 24 debacle, has a day off, and then fails to show up for work the next day and get emasculated by a Nats team that is probably going to lose 100 games this year. But that's what they're serving you. That's the product. That's what they want you to pay $19.99 a month for and $90 for the rest of the year. Or maybe they want you to pay $9,000 for it. But trust me, they don't have a clue how to get out of this. They are not the answer. And every day further that Mike Elias and his group get to put their fingerprints on this product, it's going to make it harder for the real GM who comes in next to do his.
It's just a really rough watch. And last night was an exclamation point where you just got your butt kicked on Sunday on Easter. And then that same Reds team that dropped 24 runs, struck out 14 times by Max Meyer, the Marlins starting pitcher, the next night. And this isn't me making fun of Jordan Westberg, but he was the one that said it. Well, we're going to be pissed off going into Tuesday. We're going to be fired up. And they got all of one hit. And Mitchell Parker sat down the final 17 batters he faced. 17 up, 17 down. And Kramer giving up 8 extra base hits. That's the most extra base hits given up by an Orioles starting pitcher in franchise history. It was a rough watch.
Brandon Hyde meeting with the media as we speak. Grayson Rodriguez has a mild lat strain. He's already feeling better, and he'll start throwing again in a couple of weeks. All things considered, good news for Rodriguez. He's, quote, "I'm trying to stay optimistic about it, though we've heard about Grayson and mild lat strains before, but I guess once we heard he was getting second opinions, this is semi-good news, though I'll wait to see when he pitches again." Zach Eflin is going to throw a bullpen session later this week, and Brandon Young is going to start Friday in Detroit.
Hey, man, say your prayers and eat your Wheaties. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's... They face maybe the best lefty in baseball right now tomorrow in Mackenzie Gore. Like, he's probably pitching better than Scooble right now.
That's when they're at their best.
Better win tonight.
They face the best pitcher in baseball on Saturday.
The best lefty.
Hey.
This guy's a lefty. Not a righty like Hunter Green throwing 100 miles an hour.
They're
going to
step up, Jason. When their backs are against the wall, what do?
Lose 7-0 or 24-2 or 9-1.
Yeah. That's
something like that.
That's on brand. Quickly, the Orioles lineup's out. Backing Tomoyuki Sagan, I'm going to call Yuke from now on. I kind of like that. Patent pending. Cedric Mullins leading off in center field. Gunnar Henderson is the shortstop batting second. Adley Rutschman batting third behind the plate. Ryan O'Hearn batting fourth at first base. Tyler O'Neill is the right fielder batting fifth. Heston Kerstad in left. Did so well there last night. He's batting sixth. Jordan Westbrook's your DH batting seventh. Jackson Holliday, second base batting eighth. And Ramon Urias, you can't quit him. He's the razor. He's at third base batting ninth.
Times like these, you need the razor.
You need the razor.
I trust the razor in situations like this.
I do. Absolutely.
I don't trust O'Neill.
No.
I don't trust Sanchez.
Uh-uh. He ain't there tonight. In real time, you didn't like that signing, I will say.
What was there to like about it?
Because he's hits home runs.
Yeah. Well, how often? Often enough to overcome everything else. a guy who exacerbates all the shortcomings of your team, but does it with no leadership skills, and at the very end of his career for more money than he should have made. Yeah.
Other than how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? We'll come back.
Get him out of here.
Orioles, can they stop the bleeding? We'll ask our own Ryan Ripken. He's on Baltimore Baseball Tonight this evening with The Bone. He joins us next here on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.